The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Daryl Hazel. The Boilermakers are 0-2 in conference play and 1-5 overall. Purdue visits Wisconsin on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Absolutely. We didn't play obviously well in the third quarter against our last opponent, and we need to come out of the locker room a lot better. We're looking forward to going up to Camp Randall this week and playing a very, very competitive football team and then getting after those guys and having some fun up there.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Well, Coach, let's start by taking a look at that matchup. You know, as you're getting ready for your matchup against Wisconsin this weekend, what are you seeing on tape and what are you expecting to see on Saturday?
Well, obviously, they're an outstanding defense. Third down, you're going to get so much blitz, and they do such a great job of getting to the quarterback, putting pressure on people and playing man-to-man on the outside. Obviously, they love to run the ball offensively, and they do a good job at it, and it's a great football team, I think.
Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, I'm doing something on Joe Schobert. How about his effort against Iowa there?
You know, for a young guy coming in, Joe has done an unbelievable job for us to ask a punter to come in as a freshman and do the things that he's done. He's been so consistent with hang time and ball placement. He's really, really helped us flip the field as a punter, as a freshman.
Sorry, man. I actually meant Wisconsin's Joe Schobert, who you'll be facing on Saturday.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about our guy.
Yeah.
He's a great player, you know, and we're going to have to do an unbelievable job of trying to, you know, sustain him throughout the course of the game.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from the line of Austin Ward with ESPN.com.
Hey, Daryl, you guys are, you know, like everybody else, about halfway through this year here, six games in the book. How would you evaluate this first half for your team?
Well, obviously, we're not where we want to be in terms of the record. We've made to take two steps forward and then take a step back. That's the thing you don't want to have to do. We have to get better. Coming out of the locker room in the third quarter, I think that's one of the things we struggle with at two of our losses, is coming out and not being as sharp as we need to be. So that's one area. There's six games left, and I think it's very important that we finish the right way, and we were capable of doing that.
Thanks, Daryl.
You're welcome.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Jim Polzin with Wisconsin State Journal.
Hi, Daryl. I'm sure you were very encouraged by the game up at Michigan State, even though, you know, you lost a close game there. How would you assess then bouncing back and not playing the way you wanted to against Minnesota? How do you keep the guys' chins from dropping, I guess, for lack of a better word?
Yeah, we got to keep pushing them and pulling them and making sure that they take steps forward. You know, we didn't play at our level that we needed to play last week against a good opponent, Minnesota, but we got to respond back this weekend against Wisconsin, a very good football team, you know, go on the road and do a good job there.
I think after the game on Saturday, you talked about kind of reevaluating everything involved in the program, and I'm curious how much on Sunday, how much of that did you do, just kind of big picture thinking about what you could do to make this program better?
Well, you look at everything. You look at the call sheet offensively. You look at your schemes defensively. You look at how we're calling things. You look at the personnel, and it's a constant evaluation of where do you make the adjustments to get better, and we're doing that.
Thank you.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Daryl. It seems like every week a prospect who is committed to a program either decommits, at least decides to weigh his options. How does it affect recruiting when sometimes a commitment really isn't a commitment?
Well, it's hard nowadays. You know, they're constantly flip-flopping and changing their minds. I think the thing you have to do as a staff is to make sure you have a list of guys that you think can help you win on your board. And you don't worry, you don't get so consumed. If a guy's just jumping ship, he's never really committed if he's not committed. So that's something we talk about constantly, about who's really committed and making sure that we have a next guy up that we really like, and not just settling for a guy, but have a next guy up that you feel like you can go get and he can help you win some games.
Has that changed in recent years where commitment seems more of a reservation?
I think so. I think it's happening more and more each year you look at it. You know, you wonder what's driving that. I'm not exactly sure what's driving the guys jumping from school to school, but it's everywhere. It's not just one it's all the programs in the country, and it's unfortunate that it has to be like that. I think there's lots of money that is at some point in time wasted because of those guys. You're going to see a guy, and all of a sudden he's not on your board anymore. So it's something that we have to continually evaluate.
All right. Thanks, Daryl.
You're welcome.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.